take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, April 5th, 2024. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Home opener for the winning Detroit Tigers, first place. Won the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, lost the second one by one run, extra run in the 10th, 11th inning. Unbelievable game. Come home to Detroit 5-1. Best start they've had in quite a few years. Excited to see the game today. Oakland A's come to town. And we shall see, is this team the real deal? Or was the first five victories a fluke? We'll find out. Pretty excited about the pitching. 2-1. Unbelievable. So we're going to be watching that. We'll give field reports as the season goes on. But today, opening day, the game's 1 o'clock. Tailgate party starts at 11:30. Lots of people calling in sick today, playing hooky at work. Have you guys been getting inundated with text messages from these campaigns? My phone literally has been blowing up. Absolutely unbelievable, the number of text spam messages from these campaigns. Hit stop, delete, whatever, doesn't seem to work. So I don't know if you guys are experiencing that as well, but text me yes, why, for yes and for no. Just a quick unscientific poll. Am I the only one? And this Ron Johnson idiot, I don't know why he's texting me, because first of all, I don't even like the guy. And second of all, his posts are so stupid. I don't understand how he got my number. I don't know how it happened. But anyway, not good. Not good. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Got a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. He's going to be talking about Adolf Hitler. Uh-oh, Rod, he's getting them too. Rod, I got a question. Did you make a donation to a political campaign using your cell phone? WinRed is the Republican credit card processor. Any candidate? If so, text me yes, a Y, with the name of the candidate back. Don and Jerry up in Hessel, they're getting text messages as well. It's just so dang annoying. Drive me nuts. But like I said, we've got a great show, lots of information. We have guests lined up. We field reports coming in. We're excited. We've got a great Friday going. Looking forward to the home opener. Looking forward to the weekend. Rod says, no, he hasn't donated. Okay. Well, then maybe that's not what's causing it. I donated to Carrie Lake for U.S. Senate. I think I sent her like $50. And man, ever since then, my phone has just been going nuts every single hour of the day. But that's the technology we live with. Shouldn't have made that donation. We will never do that again. Greatly appreciate you guys today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And we're going to take a short break. I've got some news coming I want to share with you in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into today's show. Pat in Wexford. I'm getting those text messages constantly. I just delete them as fast as I can. I know it's just driving me crazy, though. Rod said his wife Tracy's been getting them also. I thought it was because maybe we were both precinct delegates. We were on the list for conventions. county conventions, state conventions, things like that. I don't think that's it. Because Vicky is a precinct delegate, and her phone isn't getting as many as mine is. And the only difference, I made a donation to Carrie Lake. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, want to let you know that the commercial has been produced, the flyer has been generated, and we now have the official final flyer for the Presque Isle County Republican Party's Reagan Day dinner. Very, very excited. I'm going to click on it right now and download it so to make sure we have it in the system. The final flyer should be that one right there. We'll do that with Drive, and that way we can save it. It is going to be Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, at the Posen Community Center in Posen, Michigan. The address there is 10813 Michigan Avenue. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock. The dinner will be at 6. They're going to have silent auction items available. They're also going to do a live auction. Candidate information will be available, if not some of the candidates actually attending. And Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band, is the keynote speaker. So if you'd like that flyer, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I will definitely get it to you. Let's download this here. It's been downloaded so we can save it and store it. There we go. So greatly, greatly appreciate you guys attending this event. This is going to be their major fundraising event for the year. This is going to provide the funding for their endorsed candidates, running for school board, running for state rep, county commissioners. We've got a couple of county commissioners. Robert Crook has filed so far. For District 1, we still need candidates for District 2 and 3. If you live in Presque Isle County, we definitely want to talk to you guys. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting, as we look at these different areas around our listening area, we still have openings in other areas as well. Want to bring up, let's see, where did I put Presque Isle? I had Presque Isle here. Where did she go? Okay, I will find it. There it is. Nope. That's the crash course that's coming up. Today, by the way, is the final deadline day to get registered for the Traverse City class. It's coming up a week from tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. Crash course on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Today at 5 o'clock is the deadline. So if you haven't registered, you will not be able to attend this class. So if you're interested, text me class TC, and we will definitely get you registered for that. Going to be ordering the books later tonight, and just want to make sure that we get you guys in there. Let's talk about Presque Isle County. We're going to talk about Emmett. We're going to talk about Sheboygan. But let's talk right now about Presque Isle County. Board of Commissioners. Now, I've put this call to action out there before, so if you've heard it, I apologize. But we definitely need two candidates to run. Oh, I misspoke. Robert Crook is running for District 5, not District 1. That is Cliff Tellini's District 1. He's a good guy. He's going to hopefully be the chair of the board. The two seats that we need are District 2 and 3. And again, this is Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and a portion of the city of Rogers City. All of the population west of US 23. So just think west of 23 for Rogers City, and then the three townships, Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers. District 3 is the city of Rogers City itself, east of US 23. more highly populated city, more residents living east of 23 in Roger City proper, has a district all to itself. So if you're listening to the show, you're hearing this message, perhaps you're listening over the weekend or early Monday morning, this will be, 6:21 a.m. on Monday. I'd like to talk with you. Or if you know somebody who lives in Belknap, Akiak, Rogers Township, or in Rogers City, depending on whether they're east or west of 23, I want to talk to you. So give me a call, 231-360-5140. Sheboygan County, still looking for candidates. Interested in talking with you. Rick Selva, the chair of the Sheboygan Republicans, would like to talk with you as well. So if you live in Sheboygan County, give us a call, and we will talk to you about your district based on where you live, who you'd be running against or replacing. So greatly appreciate you giving me a call, or we'll put you in touch with Rick Selva. And in Emmett County, there's two townships that we definitely want to recruit, Resort Township and Bear Creek Township. If you know somebody who lives there or you live there yourself, give me a call. We'd love to talk to you as well. Now, one of the things that I think the process of replacing certain elected officials this year is really going to ramp up. I know there will be some last-minute filings. That is April the 23rd, 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. 4 p.m. is the deadline in your clerk's office. But there will be some last-minute filings, and it's going to be pretty interesting to see who's going to end up on the August 6th primary ballot with an opponent. Definitely going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one of the last issues that we are going to talk about in this segment is two ballot petition drives. Ax My Tax and this other one about People's Choice. The second one, there's going to be an event in St. Ignace on Saturday, May the 18th. I talked to Lou. He's putting that together along with Mike and Kelly and the others for the Mackinac County GOP. Saturday the 18th, Little Bear Arena there in St. Ignace. I believe he said 9:30 or 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Calling it a spring fling. Come meet the candidates, get some answers, and hear about the petition drives. So mark your calendar for that as well. So excited, a lot of events happening. I'm going to be down at the Misaukee County Republicans on May 9th. And I know that we have others that are putting events together Saturday, May 4th. We've got events all over the place. And lastly, April 26th, this is going to be a really great event. Crawford County Republicans are holding it at the Kirtland Community College there in Grayling, right off of I-75. Dr. David Clements, you may have seen that movie, Let My People Go. Well, he is their keynote speaker. Pretty excited for the information. Let's see, is that the flyer I was looking for? Yes, it is. David Clements, he's an attorney, a former award-winning business law professor at New Mexico University, and prosecutor. During his legal career, Professor Clements was a leader in trial teams that secured 8 first-degree murder convictions, including members of the Arizona Boys Drug Trafficking Organization. Since then, He applies his evidentiary and courtroom experience in the realm of elections. He has been a strong advocate, which led to audits and canvassing operations being implemented across the country, with some efforts resulting in the elimination of certain types of election machines that facilitate fraud. Very interesting movie, Let My People Go. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Rumble. Very interesting movie. Well, he's going to be there, and it's Friday, April 26th, going to open up the doors at 5 o'clock, dinner, and the program starts at 6. I'll be attending this event as well. Another person, Eric Molitor, one of the falsely accused victims in the Governor Whitmer kidnapping case. Eric is going to be there to speak as well. And they've asked me to speak about my County Strong speech. I want to thank Bruce Rendon for suggesting that title for my speech. He's heard me talk about counties being strong, not relying on the state party, not relying on the RNC. And I'll be giving that speech at the event as well. If you'd like that flyer, text me Crawford. Text me Crawford, and we will definitely get that one to you as well. Let's see, one other one. I was one other event. No, I can't think of it right now. I got to check my calendar. So many events going. So many deadlines, getting ready to file for office. We've got all kinds of things happening. It is definitely, definitely time to think about running for office. We've been pushing this. We've been talking about it. Many of you have stepped up. Mike Kamishek is running in Otsego County for county commissioner. Robert Crook in Presque Isle. Rod Wheeler down in Lake, Brett Gooding and Emmett, Steve Kerr, Mike Patrick, and a few others running in Mackinac County. It's exciting. And it's exciting that you guys are a part of it, that you guys are stepping up. We definitely, definitely need you guys to be part of the process. Just got a text message. Randy, I've been talking to my wife. I think I'm ready to talk to you about running. When's the best time? Any day after 12 noon, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends. 231-360-5140. Give me a text. Give me a call. Love to talk to you. Let's see. I think that's all the text messages. We got everything cleaned up. Flyers are available, PI for Presque Isle and Crawford for Crawford County. On your news, we'll be right back.